This podcast is meant for mature audiences only and contains strong sexual language.
This is the Black and Kinky Lifestyle. With the bar and the bell.
All right, this is the Bomber and the Bell speaking from Black and Kinky Lifestyle podcast. I know it's been a while. I'm so sorry.
It's been a long time.
We are so sorry. We have just been so goddamn busy with family stuff, with health stuff. It's been a lot going on. God knows 2020, please be better than 2019. Shout out to 2019. I am ready for you to go away. But I got to tell you something. I wanted to start this episode talking about the most interesting porn scene I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this porn scene, let me tell you something. I remember you were not home, and
I was like, why have I did not see this with you?
Well, most of the porn I watch alone.
This is true.
Yeah, so you weren't home, and I was ready. I had my Vaseline, I had my pants down.
Oh,
I was
my goodness.
Ready to go.
You had a whole setup?
Yes.
Wait, was this in front of the computer?
Hell yeah, it was in front of the computer. Where else would it be?
I don't know. Like on the couch, in the bed. I was masturbating in the bed.
Would that be the ideal place to imagine me masturbating, just in the bed?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know if you've ever admitted wanting to see me
masturbate. I did say I wanted to see you, and you said you didn't want that.
Yeah, because it never looked sexy to me. Not in my head.
But anyway. You don't know.
Well, no. I just know that if I have my pants down sitting in front of the TV jerking off, it just doesn't seem like the sexiest thing to watch. But a sexy thing to watch was this porn. So let me just set it up. So I'm in front of the computer. I'm ready to go. I play this porn because it looks interesting. The scenario is between a school counselor. The scenario is between a school counselor and one of the students at the school. I'm assuming it's a high school, but the student was clearly not a high school aged girl, but right. She looked pretty young. Anyway, this seemed pretty interesting to me because the screenshot of it seemed to have some really good lighting. Like the porn creators cared about the way this thing looked. So anyway, the scene starts out and the actress is hot. I can't remember which actress it was, but it doesn't matter. She has thick lips, and you know how I feel about thick lips.
Yeah.
So this particular porn actress is in her little schoolgirl outfit, and she's like running in the house. Now the camera is filming her running in the house. That means the door opens, she comes through, and this is your first introduction to the hot female porn actress. Now, I think this is very special because if you watched any porn, how do they introduce the porn actress?
Either like she's just sucking a dick, or it's like that weird like couch interview.
Yes. It's either the couch interview, she's sucking a dick already, or there's just this weird sort of stripper tease or dance where she's just showing parts of her body and all that. Not in this porn. She's fucking running in the house and she looks terrified. Mm-hmm. There is nothing sexy about this look.
Wait, is this a horror porn?
You would think so. Mm-hmm. It kind of looks like that. The lighting is all dark and dreary, there wasn't any music, but the sound design was pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear her, she's out of breath, she runs upstairs and she's petrified. She fucking runs upstairs to her room and she hides, okay, in what looks like a bedroom. And then in comes this like bald-headed, like strong, manly looking guy, and he looks mean as fuck, got tattoos on and shit. And he comes up storming up the fucking stairs, right? It's just like he seems like a giant in this scene.
Mm.
And, you know, the camera sort of pans to her in the bedroom and you sort of see him walk in the scene, but he is in the front round. So you don't even see his full body. You just see like his waistline, like just completely covering half the screen while she's in the background and she looks like this little cowering, like scared thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he just looks like a giant. And I'm like, this is some of the best framing I've ever seen in a porn.
Mm.
Like somebody's really thinking about this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I find myself pulling up my pants slowly and wiping the Vaseline off my hands because I want to see where this story goes.
Mm-hmm.
So next scene, she is in a counselor's office And she's like telling this guidance counselor, who just doesn't look like a porn star at all. This guy looks like a fucking guidance counselor. Like, he has on a fucking sweater and shit. And he's just listening to her. And the acting is top notch. Like, she's like really telling him what her problem is. And then he's listening. And then she finally comes on to him. And he's like, nah, we can't do this shit. And I'm like, wow, this is fucking serious. Like, he genuinely looks like he cares. And then she finally says the line, I just really want somebody inside me besides my dad, which is really sick shit. So apparently the bald guy in the beginning of the video was her dad.
Wow.
And so he finally gives in. Now, the thing about porn, and I discovered this when I was 12, because that's when I started watching porn on the Spice Network. Shout out to Spice Network. I don't know if you're old enough to know what that is.
I know what Spice Network is.
You know what the Spice...
I don't know if it still exists.
Nah, it does not. That shit is done. There's no way that shit exists. I'd be surprised. Send us a message if Spice still exists. Anyway, so they start going at it, but they don't break character. Here's what I don't like about porn. They always break character once the porn starts. Mm-hmm. They always become porn stars once the sex scene starts, because that's what they're trained to do.
Right.
But in this scene, they don't break character. Like, she's fucking him. She's doing an amazing job. She's sucking his dick and all that shit. But she looks genuinely disturbed. Like, she looks like she's a crazy person.
Wait, but this is sexy?
This is sexy because she's like really, like, she's like on pure, like, she just wants, she literally wants this guy. She wants to have sex with this guy really badly, and she doesn't want to do it like a porn star. She literally wants to do it like she's trying to scratch an itch. Like, she really needs it. So she's crazy. And he's the whole time, again, does not break character. He is like, holy fuck. Like he says fuck so many times in this scene because he's just, I can't believe this is happening. And they don't break character. Even after he fucking blows a load all over her face. And again, the lighting, the angles, I did jerk off to this shit at some point. Once the sex scene started, I was in. Yeah. But I'm just saying, it was very well done. And it was done by Pure Taboo. We're not making any money off of this plug. But Pure Taboo, they create all these little porn scenes. And they're taboo scenes. Mm-hmm. But they respect the fucking craft of film. Mm. They have top-notch HD 4K video quality porn. Well acted, well directed, well shot. They have a bunch of other videos. I suggest you check this one out. So just search fucking Pornhub school counselor or some shit. Pure Taboo, you will find it. One of the best porns I've ever seen. Not the sexiest porn, just the most well shot porn I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Black and Kinky Lifestyle Podcast, everybody.
So why Vaseline and not lotion?
Oh, Vaseline is much better. Let me tell you something about Vaseline. Vaseline does not necessarily like evaporate the same way lotion does.
True. Yeah.
So you can really prolong your session with Vaseline. I feel like with lotion, you got a fucking limited time. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because at some point, it's going to dry and you might be in the middle of something where you cannot fucking, you don't want to fucking get a refill on your lubed hand.
But I mean, like, Vaseline is very viscous. And I imagine if you're trying to get, like, high friction, that might be challenging.
I don't like friction.
I mean, not friction, like speed. If you're trying to get speed going, like, Vaseline may be an impediment to that.
See, as I've gotten older, I have appreciated the slow burn. Okay. So I do slow strokes. Mm-hmm. But when it gets really intense, you don't fucking notice.
Okay.
Okay. When you're going in that speed session, you know, that's when it's almost over. Yeah. And you've pretty much given up prolonging the orgasm at that point. Mm. Okay.
You didn't put hit list on here.
No, I didn't put a hit list on here, but I think I remember the hit list.
I know what mine is.
Shit. What the fuck? I know I had one. Hold on. Let me think. No, I didn't put a hit list on our show notes, but I remember who mine's was. Mine's is going to surprise everybody, so I'll save it for last. What's your hit list?
So my hit list is this rapper singer. Her name is Doja Cat. And So when she first came out, she's just really weird, right? And so when she first came out, she came out with a song that was real stupid. It was like, "Moo, I'm a cow." And she was like,
"Moo, I'm a cow."
Yeah. And so she was like in this, cow onesie thing, and it was like really low budget. Yeah,
cow onesie. All right, for those who don't know what the hit list is, just so we can, the hit list comprises of the people that we would love to bang, and apparently,
but listen. It gets better.
Fucking cow costumes.
And then she did this other song called Tia and Tamara. And it was like Tia and Tamara are twins, like her titties. And the video looked like an Elisa Frank like exploded all over the video. Right? So she did like these really...
Elisa Frank?
Yeah.
What's that?
Elisa Frank? Like the rainbow unicorns and ponies and shit like everybody had like back in the early 90s, late 80s.
Was the commercial for Elisa Frank starring some chick from the 70s show? That 70s show?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know what you're talking about. Got it. Okay. Mila Kunis. Gotcha. Yeah. Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, she might be on one of my hit lists, but go ahead.
So she was doing these really goofy songs mm-hmm. like that, like are catchy, but like are really stupid, not like anything. Anyway, so I guess she's dropping an album coming up soon. Anyway, so she's come out with some new videos, and one of the most recent ones was called Rules. And
is this the one you showed me?
Yes.
Okay.
So still weird.
Very weird.
But very sexy. Like, she looks like a cat. Like, she has prosthetics on her face to make mm-hmm. her look like a cat, and she has like this cat makeup, and she's like licking milk. And
that was when she was in like a limo. Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember. Mm-hmm. This shit was fucking bizarre. Y'all gotta check this shit out. This shit was crazy.
Yes.
Don't be high though.
But she like her body, like she's a thick girl. Yeah. And then the outfits that she had, and what got me was there's a scene in the video where she has like this python
that shit was crazy,
bondage thing on, and then there's a python between her legs,
fucking python.
And I was like, this shit is sexy as fuck.
It's alive.
Like, yes.
But literally making contact with her vagina.
Yes. And like every look in the video, I'm like, I want to wear that. And even her Juice video, which is also very strange, but I like the song. Like every outfit in there I want. And she just like, I want her and I want to be her.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's one of those. And she just came out with a cyber sex video, which is also kind of strange, but still like every look, like she just, and her lyric, like in these songs, like her lyrics are dope. Like she really has like some hitters in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, she's one to look out for.
Okay.
I still don't want to eat her pussy.
I was just going to ask.
But
is it because a python might have been in it?
No, right. No. But like, and then that makes me think about like that octopus porn or the tentacle porn. Yeah, and like,
exactly
now I can get it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I get it. If it was like pythons, like I kind of get it.
Would you wear a python?
Would I wear a python?
Like she did?
Yeah. I'm not afraid of snakes.
You're not?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
My aunt had a boa constrictor when I was growing up. So.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
That is terrifying. Okay, a boa constrictor. That's mm-hmm. fucking badass.
Yeah.
All right, what was her name again?
Doja Cat.
All right, you folks need to look her up because this chick is weird. She's like the Black Lady Gaga to
But
me.
It's like a weird I like, and I like weird things.
No, I love weird things. No, shout out to the weird motherfuckers out there. No, that's what's up. No, my hit list is corny. It's just, I wasn't feeling too inspired, but... You know, we were watching this show called With Rhythm and Flow on mm-hmm. Netflix, which I highly recommend. This shit is like American Idol for rappers, son.
But it's not corny.
No, it's not corny at all. It is the coolest shit on Netflix right now, mm-hmm. as far as I'm concerned. It's who are the hosts? It's Cardi B, T.I.
And Chance the Rapper.
Yes, and Chance the Rapper are the fucking judges. Are you serious?
Although T.I. is like kind of in the hot seat right now, but you know.
T.I. is an... All right, we're going to get to that in a second. All I'm saying is Cardi B is really cool on, as a judge on that show. I really like her. She says the weirdest fucking shit on that show. And it just... I don't know. I just... She can't do any wrong. Like, she can't say the wrong thing. For me, anytime this bitch comes out and says something, I'm like, yo, that is Cardi. That is not corporate. That is not, like, mm-hmm. PR. That is her, because she says the weirdest shit, and it's fucking sexy. So I guess we both like weird shit. Yeah. So that's who's on my hit list. We got to talk about this T.I. shit. You just So my dude, for those of you who haven't heard, why don't you summarize this? You're probably closer to it than I am.
So basically, I guess in an interview, T.I. said that he goes to the gynecologist once a year with his daughter, who is now 18, to ensure that her hymen is still intact. Basically saying to make sure that she's still a virgin.
And he's still doing this shit even though she turned 18.
Right.
That's the only part of it that threw me off a little bit.
That was the only part?
Like, if he's checking her hymen.
But why is he like, there's several things that are wrong with this situation. Like, why are you all up in your daughter's private parts?
That is some, like, creepy genitalia ass shit.
Like,
I'm assuming that her mother just wasn't doing this.
I mean, why is her mother doing it?
No, her mother isn't going to do it. Like, she's probably disagreeing with it. And T.I. is like, well, if you ain't doing it, I'm doing this shit. Okay. I think that's what's going on there. I'm not 100% sure, but I could imagine her as a woman being like, this is fucking stupid.
All of it, yes. It's ridiculous nonsense. And T.I. needs to get over himself.
I mean, my message to T.I. would be like, yo, she could be taking it up the ass like a champ. And you're not checking.
That's what girls were doing in high school. When I was in high school, they'd be like, yeah, I'm doing anal, but I'm still a virgin.
What high school was that?
Anyway, but yeah, and I was like, even back then, I was like, no, that doesn't sound like something I want to do.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know how. I mean, I used to know a girl who, like, was saving herself for marriage, but she was taking it up the ass.
Yeah.
Because I guess that was. Because
that's what, I mean, that's, we didn't know shit. Like, so the internet as it exists today was not the internet that we had back, you know, 10-15 years ago. So, like, you just didn't know stuff. Like we had to actually go to the library to, like, you know, get information and stuff, mm-hmm. like that. So, like, the concept of doing anal and remaining a virgin, like, made sense. Because, one, everybody else was doing it. I don't know who was the first girl who thought it. No, you know what? Actually, it was probably a dude that thought of that. It wasn't a girl.
What, anal?
That thought that, oh, you know, the girl be like, oh, I'm saving myself. Like, we can't do anything. And her nigga was like, well, just let me put it in your ass.
Yeah,
like,
there's no way a chick was thinking.
There was not a chick that thought of that.
Put it in my ass then. No, right, nah, probably not.
And our dumb asses didn't know any better. So there we went. Or there they went. Anyway.
I'll just say he's the parent. He can decide. She can consent or whatever. And I do think that there is a legitimate... just rationale for, like, protecting these chicks from getting taken advantage by dudes who just want to stick it in.
Yeah.
But this is a little extreme.
But why not talk to the boys about not taking advantage of females? Like, why is it always one way? Why is it, you know, we always have to be watch out for these creepy, grimy ass niggas, but, like, no one's talking to them.
Do you know how difficult it is walking around with a dick?
I don't.
No, it gets hard and it wants to bust a nut. And it's always just like that. And the thing is, when you're older, you can sort of figure that out and it eases up a little bit. But boy, when you're like 16, 17, 18, if there is the possibility that you could stick that shit in a pussy, that's all you're going to be focused on. It is just very, very difficult. Now, I understand. I would not trade a dick for a pussy, because walking around with a pussy is like walking around with $1 billion and everybody knows you have it. So I get it. But I'm just saying it's very difficult. But I hear you. No, we need to have conversations, yes, with our boys about sex and being careful with that shit. Absolutely.
Yes. Like, control your dick.
Absolutely.
Like, learn to control your dick. So, like, there would be so much more pleasure in the world if, like, men learned at an earlier age how to control their dicks.
Yes, there would. But let me be devil's advocate here.
Oh.
It is very difficult for a boy to control his dick when he is constantly bombarded by Instagram models, asses and titties all the time. He's on Twitter, just minding his own business. And then there's a fat anus. Like covered in oil, like it's very difficult. Yeah, there's. I'm just saying. I'm not saying it's all women, mm-hmm. but there's a few of y'all who are really flaunting it, making it very difficult for the rest of us who are trying to go to church. That's all okay. I'm saying, man. You ever been scrolling Bible verses and all of a sudden a pop up of a big pair of titties comes out of nowhere? That's what it's like walking down the block during summertime.
Mm.
You know, in whatever city. It can be very difficult. But, no, I hear you. How much better would the world be if men learned to control their dicks? I'll say that the difficulty in controlling our dicks is something that you women have been taking advantage of since the beginning of time. And if we really knew how to control our dicks, you would lose power, okay? So you go on a date looking all hot, right? Okay, you're banking on the fact that this dude might not be able to make rational decisions because mm-hmm. he wants to smash it so bad. Imagine if he could make rational decisions. The check comes, he's like, bitch, let's split it, because he's not really worried. He's not really worried about whether he's going to get a piece of your ass or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you drop something, is he going to pick it up? Nah, fuck it, pick it up yourself, bitch. I don't care if we fuck. Holding the door open? Nah, I'm not doing that shit. Because we can fuck or we cannot fuck. I don't care. I'm not controlled by my dick, okay?
Controlling your dick doesn't mean you have to be an asshole.
That's true, but I feel like that's how it comes off to women sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like dudes that be mad ambivalent. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with him? Why he ain't trying to touch me?
Mm-hmm.
You know? It'd be like that sometime. But anyway, T.I. needs to stop this shit because she's 18. Now right. She's free to be a hoe, and she needs to go through that stage.
Yeah.
Birth control, nigga. Talk to her about that. All right, moving on. All right, so we didn't even get to the topic we were going to talk about today. And honestly, there isn't much of a topic. We're going to talk about a few things today. We're going to talk about some of the things we've been up to, including our trip to Amore Getaways, Cabin Getaways. We'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk a little bit about our experience at the Synergy Party, and then we'll talk about our top wishes of 2020, because unfortunately for our listeners, and I'm really sorry, this will be the last episode of the season.
Oh.
Yeah. Last episode of the season, and the reason why this will be the last episode of the season is because...
Niggas be living life, shit.
Yeah, life comes up. But, I mean, life isn't really an excuse because life is always going to be here. It's not like we can't do shit because of life. But there are three things that really got in the way. One is we learned last year that the holidays really wipe us out.
Mm-hmm.
They really come quickly, and we have a lot of planning to do, and we don't want to put out half-ass episodes, so we are just cutting it off here. The second reason is we need to think about the show. We're trying to make this better.
Yeah, we want to grow and evolve, and in that means evaluating our content. That means evaluating our view of the lifestyle and how we participate, and not that we're quitting the lifestyle, anything like that. Just the kinds of experiences that we want to have and things we want to share with you all. We have to think about that and how we want to grow, because we don't want to stay the same. We don't want to just have the same experiences over and over again, because a lot of what we love about the lifestyle is the novelty of it. So we want to make sure that we're getting the novelty.
Yeah, I couldn't have said that better. And so we are also thinking about we also have some you know, goals around just rebranding, and just really tightening up the content of our show and the way we communicate with you all, which may or may not include coming, you know, putting together our website, getting our logo tightened up, and getting our equipment upgraded and all that stuff. So that was the second reason. Third reason is because family has really, the needs of our family has really kind of spiked in the last few weeks. And and so there is a couple of things that has done. One, it's really required a lot of our time. And two, it's just kind of stopped us from doing a lot of lifestyle stuff. Mm-hmm. And if we don't do anything lifestyle, we don't have much to talk about. And that really kind of makes the show fall a little flat. So we kind of anticipated that from now until at least the next few months, we probably will not be doing anything lifestyle related.
Yeah. So. I mean, it took us so long to record this episode because we've just been around family consistently for the last month.
Mm-hmm.
And we not trying to record this around our family. So,
nope.
So yeah, so it's like, it's just stuff like that. We've just had to spend a lot of time with family which is important and which is very important to us. And we want to make sure that we are giving them our full attention, and our full selves, and making sure that we're investing in them too.
That's right, because a lifestyle can become this thing that consumes a lot of your time, a lot of your weekends. And the thing is, the weekends are also the time we get to spend with our vanilla friends as well as our family. So, again, we really do appreciate the support, and we're damn near getting closer to the holidays anyway, so the folks that are listening to this are probably going to be just as busy. But anyway, that's what's going down with the show. So what we're going to do now is just transition into responding to some Instagram questions, emails. Well, I should say Instagram messages, emails, DMs. And all that stuff. Yes, DM. So somebody did slide into their DM. And I'm going to let you read this one, Belle.
Okay.
Can you see it?
Yeah. I absolutely love your podcast. Love the great lifestyle advice you give. And I also enjoy marriage advice you guys, along with your guests, have provided. My husband and I are not fully into the lifestyle. We just had our first threesome. Congratulations. With a single woman. And it was great. Anyway, here are my questions. Number one, my husband is not circumcised. How are uncircumcised people? Penises? Is it penises? Peni?
I think it's penises.
Penises. Viewed in the lifestyle. Number two, my husband is a very attractive man. However, he is on the husky side. He is definitely not a sloppy fat person. He dresses very nice and always well-groomed. He is the flyest fat nigga you would ever meet. Would you foresee his size being an issue in the lifestyle? I have no interest in having sex with another man. I like seeing my husband with another woman, and I like being with women as well.
Lucky him.
Would me not wanting to be with another man and do full swap cause an issue in the lifestyle? So, she only... Oh, that was three. Did I say number three? There's like four questions in here.
There are?
Yeah. So, first question. Uncircumcised penis. I think this is a personal thing for women. I don't have problems with uncircumcised penises because I had a boyfriend who was uncircumcised. So like,
really?
I'm familiar. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm familiar with uncircumcised peni, but some women are like anti uncircumcised penis.
Yeah, definitely. Although I've never met a woman who wanted exclusively.
No, I've never met a woman. No.
Penises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no, I mean, we've seen them in lifestyle. I mean, mm-hmm. It's just a personal preference. I don't think it's an issue to be worried about, though.
No. All right. Number two. Flyest fat nigga you ever seen.
Well, then you good then. No, I think that's I think it's the same issue, though. I think it's the same issue.
Yeah,
though.
I think it's personal preference. I mean, I like bigger dudes because I want to be handled, but I also don't want to feel like if I'm underneath you, I'm going to be crushed and die. So, I mean, again, I don't think it's a problem. So here's the thing, like, there's somebody for everybody. Everybody has preferences, everybody, you know, but I haven't, as long as you present yourself as attractively, like if you see other women looking at him and he's, you know, this other woman, like, we had a threesome with you, I don't think there would be a problem.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So as long as you're presenting yourself well, I don't think that's necessarily a problem. Now there, you know, there might be some people who aren't interested, but there's always going to be people who aren't interested in playing with you. Mm-hmm. And it may be for some other random reason that has nothing to do with his size or uncircumcised penis.
Yeah, there are a lot of big dudes in the lifestyle that are doing just fine.
Mm-hmm. And then the third question is about how would it be seen because she doesn't want to play with another man, but will play with other women.
Definitely not going to be a problem for the. There are a lot of women who are just in the lifestyle to play with other.
Oh yeah, women. Absolutely. I mean, you wouldn't be doing a full swap. So just be clear, like, about that. If you would have to have a conversation with another couple to say, hey, you know, because your man's, he may not, you know, want to, you know, play, but
yeah, that's,
you know,
that's,
if it's
that
me,
might
I'm
be
upset.
A problem. Yeah, no, that might be a problem, but the but there are a lot of single women in the lifestyle.
Yeah,
too, so
and there are a lot of couples who just play with single women. That's mm-hmm. all they're looking for. They're not looking for couples. They're just looking for single women. And if you happen to find a couple where the husband is also not interested in playing with another woman, but he likes to watch his wife with another man, that is a match made in heaven for you.
That's
so I
right.
say it's not a problem. Jump in there, explore, do some more stuff.
Yeah, I think it works for you. I actually realized that there was another message we got in response to thanks for your question. There was another question we got, and I didn't cut and paste the whole thing because it was a little jumbled, but it was in response to the STD episode we had last time, and this was an interesting one because it was one of these, like, what about questions?
Mm-hmm. You want to read this one?
Yeah, I got this one. So I'm just paraphrasing here. So in the last episode, we had talked about just some of our limitations or some of our limits, and the bell mentioned that she's just not eating any pussy, and I said that that was fine because I'm never sucking dick. So a listener had reached out to us and had asked, well, the bomber says that he's not interested in sucking dick, but you also, you know, we've also acknowledged that in the lifestyle, a lot of couples, right, will play, right? If we're in a group setting, you know, a lot of couples will come in and they'll play with each other, and then the man might bust a nut in his wife. Mm-hmm. Well, if I in turn lick that wife's pussy, then I could be getting some man juice in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And you in turn may suck his dick and then get some pussy juice in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just start by saying, regardless of where we're going with this, there is a significant difference between sucking a dick and licking a pussy that has been smashed by a dick. It's very, those are two very different things. Yes. So let's just say that. and then the second thing is, like, all right, is it a concern with the juices on the genitalia?
I mean, I don't think so. I have not run into the scenario where we've been fucking, you busting me, and immediately after a nigga's like, oh, let me eat that pussy. Like, that just hasn't happened. And so I think, you know, when you have folks who are thinking about these scenarios, they haven't participated, they don't understand kind of the logistics of it.
Right.
And what goes on. Like, usually after we bust a nut, like, we'll clean up. Like, you know, we'll, like, remove ourselves from that session temporarily to regroup and then come back. So it's not like an immediate, like, transition between partners. Like, there is space between partners.
Yeah. And, I mean, I don't know. I'm not putting my tongue way up there. I mean, I just, you know, I'm just, it's interesting what people are picturing here.
And, I mean, even if I suck a dick and, like, it may have some pussy juice on it, I'm not going to be like, oh, my God, pussy juice, no.
Like, said by no one ever.
Right. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't be a big deal for me.
Yeah, and honestly, when it comes to the pussies, as I learned from a friend of mine who will remain nameless, it's the 5-second rule, nigga. No, I'm just... No, it's not the 5-second rule. But yeah, it's not like people are smashing and then it's immediately you're jumping on there and let me eat that pussy. No, there is a cleanup, and honestly, some people just don't think about this kind of shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless you're like busting loads all over a pussy, like I don't know how much you have to worry about sperm cells getting on your tongue. I mean, some residual joints. I don't know. if you're gonna think about that kind of thing, just don't get involved in this
thing. Right? Because like if you're sucking dicks without condoms, like they're gonna be pre-cum, and
right,
there's some dudes who just are not experienced and will not let you know before they come and will come in your mouth accidentally, and that is terrible. But it happens. It hasn't happened to me, but I've heard about it happening. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you just have to be aware of that.
Yeah, and honestly, a lot of swingers just don't give a shit, even though there are some, you know, there are some cuckold scenarios where I think it's actually sexy for a guy or a bull to bust a nut in a chick or in a wife and then her husband to come over and subsequently lick it.
Oh,
yeah, that's like a cuckold thing. Mm-hmm. I can't really speak on a lot of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it happens. Sometimes mistakes happen. But, yeah, I hope we answered your question, because one of the things this listener had said was that a lot of swingers are, like, dodging this one. But we don't dodge, son.
Nah.
We answered your question, and now we are moving on. Please do send us more emails. We will answer them, although we won't be doing another episode until 2020. We will respond to you if you shout us out or holler at us and slide in our DMs on Twitter or Instagram. You can also email us at blackandkinkylifestyle@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. All right, so the first thing we did was go to the Amar Getaways Cabin Getaway in West Virginia. So sexy time as always. You know what I liked about that trip? The lighting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They hooked up the lighting. So Miss and Mr. Moore, Mrs. and Mr. Amore had some really interesting light bulbs.
Yes.
You know, they replaced the light bulbs in the lamps, and the they could change all the light bulbs in the house to a certain color.
Yeah.
And that was really cool.
I think you bought some, right?
Oh, hell yeah, I bought some. Just were really nice. Had a nice crowd from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed up and showed out. So we did play, what did we play? We played Couplelicious.
Oh, yeah, we did play Couplelicious.
Yeah, we played Couplelicious quite a bit. And
I feel like that game is kind of like Monopoly.
How is it like Monopoly?
Like, it's just, it keeps going.
Yeah. No, it does, but it keeps going, but it builds tension. It's a good time. For those of you who don't know, Couplelicious is a great lifestyle, sexy game that we've talked about on the show before. The funny thing about the Couplelicious, or the creators of Couplelicious, is that they have had a very, very difficult time manufacturing their product.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh.
It has not been available on their website. It hasn't been available on Amazon. Mm. But good news, they have recently sent out a mass email saying that they will have some shipped over to Amazon. And that is great, because nice. I've been wanting to buy this as a gift for a special couple out there.
It's a perfect Christmas gift.
Yes, absolutely. But yeah, it's just a board game. You just go around the board. There are dares. There are also different actions that you are asked to do.
And truths, too.
And truths, that's right. And then there are these cock block cards. and I got cock blocked so many times. Basically, you can use a cock block card when another player is dared to do something or to be included in a scenario, a sexy scenario. One of the scenarios was, one of my favorites, was to guess yes, the one giving you the blowjob.
Mm.
Okay.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yes, that was a good one. So,
although I got found out very easily, and I feel some type of way about that.
That's right. I'm just going to say it right now. Mr. Moore was the one who got that one. And yeah, he knew exactly who you were. So basically, he had to get blindfolded. And the one, two, three, at least four women that were there each had to give him a blowjob for a few seconds.
Wait, does that mean I have like a signature blowjob?
Of course. Yeah, I think so.
Or my blowjob has a signature?
I feel like every girl has a signature, right? Because you have a technique, don't you?
Well, yeah. But but it's like...
What's your technique?
Wait, I can't give away all the secrets. What?
Oh, come on. I got my technique when it comes to licking pussy. I mean, people will know I'm the one down there in their pussy very quickly because, like... shout out to The Sweet Life for purchasing the She Comes First book that talks all about cunnilingus, because I'm a cunnilingus savage. And when I'm eating a pussy, right, I take my time. I lick and suck the clit,
mm-hmm.
and then I tease a little bit, but then I start using my magic fingers.
Mm.
And when I start using my fingers, you know that's the bomber that's down there.
Yeah.
And so... I think you have a technique. Like, it might be a sound. I don't know. Maybe it was just the sound.
No, because I did it silently. Because usually, like, well, not usually, but lately I've been doing, like, this noisy, sloppy blowjobs because they're the fan favorite, I guess. Mm-hmm. Which, before, like, I was definitely not here for noisy, sloppy blowjobs. But do seem to like them, so I do them. Mm-hmm. So I use my hands, like I'm very much so hands. I've been trying dabbling a little bit now with like deep throating, but we have to take that slow.
Okay.
And I like to make sure that there's really a good suction, like mm-hmm. I have like a good vacuum seal on my lips around the penis, so mm-hmm. that you have like kind of that suction action. Mm-hmm. I like to play with the head. Like, I can't deny. I like to play with the head a little mm-hmm. bit with my tongue. Like, you know, have the suction action, but then mm-hmm. been like flicking my tongue on the head mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't do too much with the balls. And I think that's because, you know, most of the time I'm giving you a blowjob and you don't like me touching your balls.
I just don't like the balls.
So it's just not a part of my regular routine. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
So let me just say a couple of things. So first of all, Shout out to all the niggas out there who just busted a nut from that description. And I'll say that the tongue flickering thing is absolute gold. I wish more people did that.
Really?
I mean, yes, because people don't like it's very teasing. Mm. It can drive a man insane.
Mm-hmm.
And you're having a good time doing that.
Yeah.
And that's great. Let me tell you something interesting that's been happening in the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So occasionally I go on Twitter, and of course we're following some freaky ass like Twitter people.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck do you even call them? They're not followers.
Tweeters?
I guess. Anyway, Twitter pages. Mm-hmm. So every once in a while, I don't even know where I saw this video, but sometimes you get the video of the blowjobs, and a lot of them are generic. They're just a chick sucking dick. But I came across this video where this chick was sucking a dick, and she had her hand in this man's ass crack.
Oh.
And it was almost like she was treating her hand like a fucking credit card and was just kind of sliding it between his ass cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she had a finger in there or not. All I know is that this nigga was quivering like a bitch.
Uh-huh.
And when he busted a nut, he yelled, like he screamed.
So her finger was definitely in his asshole.
Yeah. So I've seen another video with this happening, and I don't look for this shit. It just kind of appears on timelines and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, is the nut really that real? Because I'm having second thoughts here. I'm like,
oh, you looking for to reach around now?
I'm not looking for it. I'm just saying I'm it's raising my eyebrows a little bit. I'm not ready for that shit yet.
Oh,
I'm just saying, like, the way this nigga screamed, I was like, that must have been the best nut ever. Like, Jesus Christ. He was like screaming for a good 15 seconds straight. Like, it just didn't stop. Like, he was experiencing multiple orgasms. And for a man to experience multiple orgasms is very special and deserves some more attention.
It does.
So anyway,
I don't know if I'm gonna add that to my repertoire, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you make a man scream like that, I mean, like, you don't, like, this nigga clearly didn't hear himself, because he would not have screamed like that. Like, nigga, are you getting murdered? But yeah, so good times at the cabin getaway. We had a fun time. If you guys are interested in going on a trip to West Virginia, it's a nice little cabin. Good times, good food. Holler at us or go to amoregetaways.com. Sign up for the next event. So we went to Synergy.
Yeah, their Halloween party.
Yeah, so they had a Halloween party. The Halloween party was themed.
Mm-hmm. American Horror Story.
American Horror Story. And even though we were under the impression that, you know, sometimes when it comes to a Halloween party, you just go however.
Mm-hmm.
But we really wanted to dress in theme. So what were we?
Well, you were Papa Legba. Mm-hmm. And basically, I was just a coven witch in all black.
All black and leathery and shit.
Yeah, black leather.
And I've never seen so many Papa Legbas in my life. Because that's one of the few black characters on the goddamn show. And they're on their like fifth season now.
Yeah, I think this is sixth season.
Jesus Christ. Like, I've never felt, you know, when they talk about white privilege, you know, they, sometimes it's an elusive term. Mm-hmm. But this was fucking white privilege. To its finest, mm-hmm. Because if you were white or at least light skinned,
you had some options.
You had all these fucking options, but if you were black, you either had to just ignore the fact you were black and just pretend to fucking put on a costume of one of these white characters on the show, or Papa Legba.
Yeah.
That was it. I never seen so many black witch doctors in the same place at the same time.
There were a lot of y'all.
Yes. And a lot of us had variations in the costume. But we all had on the same goddamn hat, though.
Mm-hmm,
with
much.
The fucking skull.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
The hat was a unifier.
Yes. But yeah, it was a great party as usual. So we saw a lot of other costumes out there. I got to say, some of the sexiest costumes I saw, which is weird. There were like a crew of nuns. Mm. I can't remember what season that was from. I want to say it was the second one.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a crew of nun costumes, but they weren't sexy nun costumes. It's just they had the costume on and they had some sexy shit under there. And every once in a while, they would show what they had under their fucking nun costumes.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be able to get the fucking image out of my head because it would be so sexy. It'd be hidden. It was a very subtle way to be sexy at this party with a costume on like that.
Yeah.
So that was cool. We saw some dude with a minotaur, or I guess just a bull mask on.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what'd you
dancing think? All night. He just had the bull mask on. He didn't even have anything else of the costume.
Well, he had. Well,
he had on pants and no shirt and then mm-hmm. a fucking bull on his head. And
which
he was
I know it was hot because, yes. And we'll get to that.
Yeah. I have my money on the fact that this dude was on Molly because he was on it all night on the stage dancing.
And they have some performers. They had like the aerial hoop thing performer. She was good. I saw a little bit of that.
Yeah, no. Yeah, Synergy usually has some pretty decent performers. And they did not disappoint. But I just, you know, wanted to talk a little bit about costumes, because we met a few couples that night, met a few people, I chatted with a few, and you know, there's just things people have to remember about like lifestyle costume parties, because they're not the same as other like Halloween parties,
right?
And you know, I think at lifestyle parties you want to make sure that the costume either is complimentary. You want to make sure people can see your face.
Mm-hmm.
So there were some folks who came in. There was one guy who came in with a Scream costume, and I didn't know what costume he had on because he couldn't put the mask on because he wanted people to see his face.
Right.
And so it was a bad idea to have that costume, and so people should probably remember if they want to be seen. Some people think it's kind of a gimmick to just put a mask on, and I've done that sometimes. Like, I would not have minded putting on a Bane mask and just wearing it all night. but that's something people should probably be aware of. And I think for guys in particular, it can be really difficult to put on a costume that is complimentary to you. So I recommend folks, you know, put on a costume that, you know, looks like a suit, because men always look good in suits. And you can be like a vampire. I was actually Papa Legba with a nice suit on. And, you know, I think this is one of those holidays that's really, really easy for the women. All you got to do is put on something slutty. You can be anything. Just make sure it's slutty. You can be a slutty fucking werewolf, slutty vampire, slutty nurse, slutty doctor, slutty nun.
Ooh, a slutty werewolf. That's the one I want to try, I think.
Slutty werewolf?
Mm-hmm.
I just said that, but I'm not sure how it would work.
I'll work it out.
You don't have an idea right now?
No.
No?
But it goes into, like, my fantasy kind of.
Yeah, but you don't fantasize about actually being a werewolf.
Well, no. But I just like the idea of fantasy. I would be a fairy, though. Mm.
I think you'd make a pretty good fairy.
Yeah.
I've never seen a black fairy, though.
I know. See? White privilege.
I'm telling you. But I'm saying, what would a black fairy look like? You think her wings would look different?
Yeah, of course.
Like, would it be black wings, like, instead of those sheer shits?
It would be colorful.
Like, just like, instead of like regular glitter, it would be like black glitter.
Yes, because black glitter
and
magic.
Black lipstick. Yes, I like it. I'm feeling it. Black fairies. Shout out to the black fairies.
Yes.
Yo. But no, I'm just saying, for dudes, like, we need to be we're really limited. So I'm like, yo, if you have a nice body, wear something that shows your chest. Wear something that accentuates, you know,
which a lot of the guys did.
Absolutely. There was one Papa Legba that just had his whole chest out,
mm-hmm.
And he had a six pack. He had a nice pair of pecs, and boom, he got it going on.
That's right.
Now I don't have a six pack, but I have a nice chest, and I had my shirt open.
You did,
and that's as far as I was going there. but if you know you yo, and shout out to the big fellas out there. One of our Instagram messages there that we read earlier. Yo, if you a big dude. Right, you might not want to show your chest, but yo, come through as Big Pun, dress as Biggie Smalls, dress as like a mob boss. Mm-hmm. Like, these are sexy big characters.
Oh, who's the guy from Daredevil?
Kingpin.
Kingpin, yes.
Kingpin was fly as hell with the white suit.
Oh,
what?
Yes.
Yo, you could be winning out here. Don't fucking come to these parties with a fucking ghost like sheet on your body. It doesn't work for us. All right. It's a nice Halloween costume. Just doesn't work for these lifestyle parties. So I just wanted to make sure I acknowledge that, because there were some really good costumes, but there were some really bad ideas, too. All right. Moving on. Synergy Party was cool. There was just it was crowded as fuck. I mean, waiting online for drinks was hell.
Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
Some people got over that. I won't say how, because I want Synergy to continue throwing parties. Bathroom situation really wasn't that bad. You know what was interesting? Something interesting happened to me on the line in the bathroom.
What happened?
So somebody was dressed as a character from the from Teen Titans.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what character it was. He's just a green alien looking thing, kind of reminds me of Nightcrawler from X-Men.
Okay.
But has a green face on.
Right.
So this one gentleman had a green makeup on his face.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unfortunately, I guess this is a lesson people have to kind of think about when they start painting their face. If you're wearing a green mask or any kind of color and you're in red light, it can begin to look like blackface.
Mm.
And I didn't think, I thought he was fine. I would have never thought he had on blackface. Even if I did see him in the red light, I would have been like, I don't know. I can't really judge color right now. but he was really frantic about it and wanted to wash his face off.
Well, good for him.
But that was just an interesting experience there. Had a few other experiences. Oh my gosh. This party needed some single guys, because there were some single girls in there that were just so ready. so ready. So yes, shout out to Synergy. And shout out to the single girls out there looking for some dick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on.
Okay. So let's start talking about things we wish for 2020.
Right.
Okay.
These are things we want.
Yes, these are things we want for 2020. We're ready to say goodbye to 2019. It has been a rough year.
Man.
Fuck.
It's been a doozy.
Oh my gosh. I am ready. Mm-hmm. So we got top 20 things we're wishing for 2020. So the first one is, I'll say this one. So I want the Terminator franchise to stay dead. So apparently it got murdered over the course of the weekend. And I'm hoping it stays that way. We don't need any more of these fucking movies. Let's let it go. I think James Cameron, because for those of you who watched the film in the opening shots of the film, no spoilers, but James Cameron gave a huge fucking middle finger to Terminator fans. And I think he secretly wants this franchise to die so that the Avatar series can get some more attention.
I mean, after seeing Sylvester Stallone in Rambo, like knowing that Schwarzenegger is in Terminator, it's like just let these dudes retire.
Right.
They don't need to be doing this stuff no more. Like it's not good for them. It's not good for the movie.
Governor at one point. Fuck, man. Yeah. But yeah, I'm done. There's been too many bad Terminator films and it's ridiculous. It's like the fucking, Resident Evil franchise. Like how are these movies still getting made? Apparently this movie flopped. So hopefully it's gone and it's gone forever. No fucking reboots, no repeats, no re anything. Let it die. All right. You read number two.
I hope people leave MJ alone and let him rest. Yes. I just saw something with some dude in the Philippines that's an impersonator and they want him to get DNA tested because he looked too much like Michael.
Are you fucking serious? Wow, I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah. It's.
I could not believe that after this man's death, a biopic came out. Still accused, like his estate was getting sued. Get the fuck out of here. Let the man be. It's over. All right. Number three. I want a shorter version of Lift Every Voice and Sing. Okay, so this was mine. I've been waiting to get this shit off my chest for years. For years, the Black National Anthem is too long. I said it. It needed to be said.
I never learned the fourth verse.
Oh my gosh. Fourth verse. Mm-hmm. Like regular songs don't even have that many. Like, it's too long. That's why a lot of people don't know it. It's not because Black people don't care about their culture. It's the song is too long. We need a shorter version of that shit. Please. God, yo. Every time we sing that song, I'm like, this shit is still going. Like, good God almighty. All right, you read number four.
I hope Dave Chappelle claps back.
Sticks and Stones was one of the best comedy specials.
It was great. It was excellent. And... if you were offended, fuck you.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't have anything else to say.
Yes, a lot of people are coming after him, but fuck that. Double down, Chappelle. Double the fuck down. We need Dave Chappelle in our lives because we have become way too motherfucking soft.
Oh, yeah.
Number five, I want Popeye's chicken to get better at making chicken sandwiches.
I thought you liked the chicken sandwich.
I do. They need to make them faster.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
More frequent. Mm-hmm. They need to stop playing around. All you did was put bread, two slices of bread. You put chicken between two slices of bread. Why are these fucking lines so long?
The bread is good, though.
It's great. It's a great sandwich, but this shit don't make sense. Somebody got stabbed up to death.
But it wasn't about the sandwich.
Yes, that's true.
They already had beef.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they already had beef, and your mans was just caught slipping, going to the Popeyes when dude was up there, and they left. They were outside the Popeyes, and I guess he popped off, and he was like, nah, we settling this right now.
And then somebody dies.
Yeah.
Stab wounds. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Wow. But you see, they trying to make us look bad out here. Like, we killing each other right, for chicken
sandwiches. Right. I mean, of course, it's terrible that someone died. That's but right. At least it wasn't over a chicken sandwich.
That's right. It was over beef. Like, you know, nigga moments.
For real.
All right. Number six.
I would like a Netflix series about young swingers. I don't give a fuck if it's reality or fiction.
As long as it's based in truth. Like, if it gives, like, a genuine look at the life.
I don't understand why we don't already have this. You know how much drama, how much intrigue?
I thought there was, like, a show on the Playboy channel or something like that. I never watched it.
But it was on the Playboy channel. Like, it's they were showing fucking. I guess. It's a porn.
No, they can show fucking on Netflix. I don't know.
They do, but it's not just about the fucking. I mean, the fucking could be a part of it. Sort of like, what was that show called? Nip Tuck? Did you like that show?
Yeah, I love that show.
But there was a lot of sex in that show, but it wasn't just about the sex. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it could be a show on that level.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, wasn't like, didn't, what was it, Spartan? Didn't that even have more sex in it?
That went a little too far. that was Spartacus?
Spartacus, yes.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Okay.
But I think a show about swingers, even if it's just following one couple's journey, could be like really fun, because it is an evolutionary process. It could be very entertaining. So I'm hoping that the lifestyle blows up so much into mainstream culture that we start getting shows about this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of fucking porn channels like Playboy.
Speaking of which, can we just talk about Katie Hill for a moment?
Who's this?
She's the congresswoman who had to resign because she was having a relationship with one of her female staffers and her husband. It was revealed like that they had a throuple.
How come I didn't hear about this?
I don't know. You'll be watching stuff. You'll be on the internet.
Okay, talk about this, please. I want to hear.
So, like, she gave this whole speech and basically was like, this is some bullshit and y'all only doing this because I'm a woman and it's misogynistic and sexist and, like, these were all consenting adults and this should not be a problem. And I'm just like, yes. Like, yes.
But she still resigned.
Yeah.
She was forced to resign.
Yeah. Because it was a staffer. Like, it was one of her employees.
But it was
still a consensual relationship.
Yeah, but if it's an employee, that's a problem, because we in the Me Too era, like, this can't have this double standard and shit, man. But damn, if only she wasn't an employee. But if she wasn't an employee, like, how do you think this would have played out? Because I don't think if she resisted resigning, I think she could have won that fight if it wasn't an employee.
Oh yeah, I think so too. And it would have brought some positive light to alternative lifestyles.
Yeah. I don't remember when it was, but I was talking to somebody about the lifestyle, and it was interesting just how many of the myths about female sexuality I was hearing out of this person's mouth.
Mm.
So one of my favorites is, but if she has sex with these guys, she loses a part of herself with each partner.
Okay.
So that's interesting, because I hadn't heard that in so long. I'm like,
I know.
There's people still walking around with this idea. But she's also someone who felt guilty after masturbating. So
no,
it's a goddamn shame.
It is.
They're still walking around. All right, next one. You take this one.
I want 3 seasons of Rhythm and Flow. I want whatever is the highest potential of seasons for Rhythm and Flow, because it was just a generally good show. Like, I was invested in the participants. Like, I love the guy who won. Like, he's actually a really good lyricist and musician. And just like, some of the music shows that they have right now, I feel like, are very shitty. Like, they're just not good, and they're kind of, it's like factory people, and it's like nothing new and nobody interesting, and they're going to sound like everybody else on the radio. But I feel like the people that they have on here, and the other part too is like, this was a black ass show.
Oh, it was so hip hop. It was so urban. It was so, I loved it.
And we don't have that in these, you know, type of reality competition shows. Like, forget, you know, Real Housewives and Basketball Wives and, you know, Love and Hip Hop and all that bullshit. But these were people that were generally chasing their dreams, like, had real talent, and were given an opportunity, like a real opportunity. And You just need to watch it.
Yeah. So basically on this show, there's so much shit they had to do this competition.
They got to do, so cool. They had to do samples. They had the cipher and battle rapping. They had to make a video.
Battle rapping. They had to battle rap on this show. Like, wow. And it was awesome. It wasn't no corny shit. And they have to work hard. They got like maybe a week or two to do. They got to make a music video.
Yeah. They got to do collabs with like big artists like Jhené Aiko and Miguel, Tory Lanez. Like it was legit.
Yeah, I was definitely like, I was melting over this show. Like everything about it, from the judges to just like T.I. was excellent on the show despite some of his issues. And I already talked about
Cardi.
She's awesome. It's a great show. Recommend that people check it out. It's amazing how many people don't know about this show. So please support. All right, you can take the next one.
No, I just did that one.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Okay. I guess the next one for me is I would like SLS to update its website. This has been going on too long. Every time I sign into that website, and I've been signing in less and less and less, not just because we've been sort of busy, but literally because I'm having a difficult time looking at the website. I always feel like I'm in the 90s when I'm looking at that website. It's really time, because they have to be making a lot of money. A lot of people are paying their membership.
Well, that's
for this
why
thing.
They're not changing it, because they're still making money.
Yeah, but they could pay another web developer to change it, because I know like young lifestylers who just stopped going to that website. I mean, they go to it because it's the biggest one, but then after they learn about other websites, they start straying away. Mm-hmm. And there are so many websites are growing exponentially. Like everybody has one now. You know, we talk about the Amore Getaways one that has not only a great layout, but it has some decent couples on there, and some modern features. So I'm hoping that SLS does their thing. I mean, if they don't, these other websites will proliferate and SLS will just sort of devolve. But yeah, I'm hoping that happens. All right, number 9.
I would like everyone to stop blaming Trump for racism as if it had not been there before him. I swear people are like there are some people, and not just white people, that just or act like they just discovered racism was a thing because of Trump.
Right.
And I was like, I don't know where you've been living.
Right. Because I'm
here
like,
in these United States. But it's always been there.
Right, because cops were definitely shooting our asses to like a lot before Trump got in office. I haven't really heard much about it since. I'm sure it's still happening, but racism has been here before him. And so every time some racist shit happens, somebody always brings up his name, and I'm just like, no, please, because then he's going to say something stupid to defend himself, and then the news is just going to become all about that, and we're going to forget what happened in the first place. I hope in 2020 this gets a little better. I just stopped watching television and stopped watching the news, but it's still there. Like it's still there, and it's just crazy we haven't gotten tired of this bullshit yet.
I mean, once these impeachment hearings start, I might watch a little bit, because the last time there was an impeachment, like I was too young to really process it all.
Mm-hmm.
So I might do that.
Yeah, the impeachment thing is kind of interesting. I mean, for all of those who just aren't like think Trump is despicable, you have to be asking yourself, he's getting impeached for this?
I don't care. I don't care what it is.
Whatever. Okay.
It could be because he littered on the street. I don't give a fuck what they decide to take him down for. But you know, pick one, something, anything. Just
draw it
do
out of
it.
The hat.
Right. Like, what do you want?
All right, number 10. I would like the saggy pants thing to go away.
Is that still a thing?
It's still a fucking thing, Belle. It's still a thing. People are still doing that shit. All right.
They be doing it with them skinny jeans. Yes. Which I just don't understand, because you can't really walk. It just looks ridiculous.
Like, how are you going to be gangster with saggy pants? Like, I don't get it. Like, you can't hold a gun in that shit. And you can't run from the cops. No. So you must be a bitch ass.
Yeah.
So, but it's interesting because this is one of those fashion trends that so many people hate, but it just won't die. It went from baggy jeans to skinny jeans. Motherfuckers still showing their underwear, and grown ass men too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know a lot of our listeners like doing that shit, but yo.
Do they?
Yeah, probably. I wouldn't be surprised. Like, we know people in the fam that does that do
well,
that shit.
Well, this is true.
So I just want it to go away. I don't know why it's a thing. Like, why do you feel good doing that? Like, oh, it just makes me so mad. Because even when I was a kid and I saw my friends doing it, I was like, yo, this shit is whack. Like, I want to ride a bike. How the fuck do y'all ride a bike? Which fucking like don't make sense.
The practicality of it killed you, or yes. The lack of practicality killed it for you.
Oh my God. Anyway, number 11.
I would like the debate about whether there is a difference between men and women to die. This is a fact. Let's stop talking about it. The end.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
It is crazy some of the debates we're having about the difference between men and women. I'm all about equality, but that doesn't mean we're the same. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Like, male and female reproductive systems, they're just different, and yeah, they're always going to be different. Mm-hmm. I don't care what kind of social justice shit you got going on. Number 12, I need woke and cancel culture to relax a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the shit needs to calm the fuck down. It's a little bit like the outrage culture thing needs to just stop, because it's weird, because every time something happens, you can predict how people are going to respond, who's going to respond in what way. And it's just indicative of just people not taking the time to think about the issue before reacting.
I don't even know who is currently canceled, who I'm not supposed to listen to, or what. I just, it's too much to keep up with.
Yeah. And it's kind of seeping into our entertainment a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried to watch Batwoman.
It was terrible.
Yeah, it was bad. And the thing is, it's not bad. People calling it woke Batwoman, but I think it's a good example of when woke goes wrong, because it's one of those things where they just decided, hey, we're gonna make this character a lesbian feminist badass, and forgot that they actually needed to make a good show.
It's just so ridiculous because, okay, so they got the black character girl on there who's, you know, wasn't a lesbian relationship with the white girl, and the white girl got an Asian adopted sister, and then the black girl is now married to a white man. Like, it's just, we don't need all that kind, like, it's too obvious. Like, all that diversity for no fucking reason. Right. Like, no fucking, like, everybody has to be represented in this. Everybody. No. Fuck that. No. Like, it's just not necessary. Like, that doesn't make me feel better about the show. That doesn't make it a better story. The writing fucking sucks. It doesn't matter if you have the fucking Rainbow Nation cast in the show. It's terrible.
Yes. Yes, absolutely awful. Actually, there's a show that we're watching right now that does have a pretty diverse audience. I should say a diverse cast. And it's The Watchmen on HBO that I'm really digging right now. And it's a show that also has a degree of wokeness in it, but mm-hmm. they're very strategic on how they execute this shit. The show starts with a depiction of the race riot, which some might call a massacre in Tulsa, Oklahoma, aka Black Wall Street, which was probably one of the most despicable acts in U.S. history of racial violence. Was that event. And so many people don't know about it. But the show actually depicts this thing, and it was a really, really cool, really cool depiction. And there are some really strong female characters on the show, really good ones. But the writing is so smart, it's so good that you don't really notice that shit as much, and it doesn't kind of like get under your skin. There is somewhat might be a political message there, but the writing is really good and it's fine. But there are some shows that just forget that they have to have really good writing and think that they just, if they just put some rainbow colors, some black colors, some Latino colors in there, that it's gonna get support from the community. But I'm telling you right now, it won't. Another good example of a movie, I'll say, and I've been wanting to say this shit for a long time, that really sucked, but had an all-black cast, was informed by historical events, was fucking Red Tails. Red Tails was terrible.
I didn't think Red Tails was that bad.
Then you must not remember the film.
I remember it.
It was terrible.
I mean, it was cute. It was cute.
It was cute. All right, it was cute. We don't need historical black movies to be cute. Okay, we need them shits to be smarter these days. All right, we know the stories. I mean, it was good for like a fucking sixth grade class that needs to know about racism and racial oppression.
Okay, number 13. So Barack Obama needs to come out with his book. I know he's been, you know, living fancy and free, going on vacations, you know, living his best life, doing all of that. But, sir, I need you to get on it and release that book so we can know, like, all the really juicy shit that happened behind the scenes.
The first black president. You know this dude went through some shit.
Right.
Like, oh, my God. Michelle Obama came out with her book. He's probably just trying to let her have her shine right now. That's probably true. What's going on.
But she did all that. She went on her tour. She been on TV. Mm. All that. Like, he better come out with it in 2020.
Yeah, I think he's going to be really strategic on
when he's probably going to wait till after the election.
Right. I think maybe. Fuck. Yeah. Like that'll be the silver lining.
Yeah.
I'm already ready for this election to be over. Mm. All right. Number 14. I want the Boondocks to come back. Rest in peace, John Witherspoon. Oh, boy. We lost a great one there.
Yeah. But this is one of those things like they fucked it up. Like with the original artists.
Yeah,
with Magruder.
Yeah,
Cartoon Network or whatever like that.
Bad writing. Oh my God, that show went down the tubes after he left. It was terrible. But apparently there's a rumor that it might be coming back. I'm not sure, but it was probably one of the smartest shows on television. It was the first show of its kind, and the animators were great, and I'm hoping it comes back.
So number 15, Nicer Lifestyle Clubs. Like every time someone has told me like, oh, this lifestyle club is like, it's really nice. And I go like, it's cool, but it's not, it never meets my expectations. And so I want to go to a lifestyle club where it's like chandeliers and velvet and leather. And like, I just feel like the place feels like it oozes sex out of the walls, but not really, like there's not cum out of the walls, you know what I'm saying?
Of course not, nobody wants cum walls.
Exactly. But I haven't found that place yet, and I don't know if it is this, I don't know if it's like international, that we'll come to that later, but I just want somewhere that feels like really luxe.
Yeah, so I actually suspect that the place you're looking for is in New York. So when I was first doing my research, I did find a place. I can't remember what it was called, but it reminded me of the Eyes Wide Shut movie. Mm-hmm. But those places that you're talking about are pricey as fuck to get in.
I know.
The more you spend, the better the party is, usually. That's been our experience anyway. The cheaper it is, the easier it is to get in there. Usually it's kind of a hit or miss. But no, I hear what you're saying. You want like decadence.
Yes. I want it to be decadent.
Yeah. All right. Well, they're out there. Number 15 might just be, let's just get the money together that we can do this shit maybe once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
So the number 16 was, we hope Lifetime, the Lifetime channel, to stop making terrible biopics.
Like, they just need to stop. They did that Whitney biopic, trash. DeBarge, trash.
They did a DeBarge biopic?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
terrible. They're coming out with a salt and pepper one. Y'all just need to stop.
Cast for the salt and pepper one. They just look too damn clean. I never saw.
They look like the same woman. Like they look like the same actress. They don't look like salt and pepper.
Light skinned or Cinderella
or Spinderella. It's nonsense. Lifestyle, just stop. Leave it to BET. BET Lifetime. Lifetime. Yeah, just stop. Leave it to BET. They've been doing decently.
They've been doing very well, actually. BET's been doing a decent job. It's not enough to kind of hold my attention. but if you're really interested in a specific character story, then that's they've been doing pretty well at that. Number 17.
So I just want for the Black entertainment renaissance to just keep flourishing. Like we are, if you don't realize it, we are in a prime time for music, for literature, for movies and TV shows. Like there is just some amazing Black art being produced in the past couple of years. And I just need to keep going because I'm loving everything. It makes me so happy that I can, you know, see really good films that have all Black casts and Black directors, and I can see shows like, you know, that are just really amazing and enriching, that I can read books that are just like take me to all these different places, and I just want it to keep going.
Yeah. No, definitely. We're in the middle of a great time for Black entertainment, and yeah. Number 18 is more travel, lifestyle, and vanilla. So we didn't get to do, I feel like we didn't get to do a lot of that this year.
No,
I mean we did some.
Yeah.
But the year before that was better. Mm-hmm. And this year, maybe this time next year, we'll be traveling. I don't know.
Yeah.
Things are still up in the air. We got some family planning stuff. But yeah. There are plenty of opportunities. Hopefully we'll grab those. I think this is more of a 2021 one. I want to go to Desire.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see a lot of those places. And as far as vanilla, Southeast Asia, that's
yeah.
The one, yes.
I was like, yeah, we want to do that. We always enjoy travel. And we've been able to do a lot of travel just this past year. It's just we haven't been able to do that as much.
Mm-hmm.
And then the vacations we did take didn't really feel like vacations. So we want to make sure that we're fitting that in, because I think it's important. I think it's important to really spend that time, refreshing and recharging and just reconnecting.
And number 19, less lifestyle stigma. This is yours.
Yeah. So, you know, back to our conversation about Katie Hill and just like, I just want to be free.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want us as a society to evolve to a place. Obviously, this is not going to happen in 2020, but to evolve to a place where, you know, that alternative lifestyles, like the lifestyle, is not as stigmatized, and we don't have to be as secretive and closeted and all of that. But such is life.
Yep, such is life. But we're moving forward. A lot more people are getting into this thing. And number 20, finally, our biggest wish, last but not least, for 2020 is that we hope we hear from you guys more. We want to get more guests on the show. Although we might not be as active, we want to hear about your journeys. And we're going to have a lot more guests on the show. We're sure they'll offer you some new and unique perspectives. All right, that's our top 20 things we're hoping for 2020. Hopefully we'll get at least half of these shits. But I wanted to leave you all with a gift before we close out this episode. And I've been obsessing about this for a while.
Oh my God, so long. Yes, I'm so glad you figured it out.
I want to talk about, see, for those, so these, this is for my listeners out there who play spades. Okay, spades is a very black thing.
It is.
And so I've been wondering, you know, the best thing that this a show like this can do for the black community is figure out how to turn spades into a dirty game. Because it could be fun. First of all, there are four players. That's two couples right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for my spades game, I'll say that'll be like the battle of the sexes. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Women against men. All right. So the seating works because everybody is going to be surrounded by members of the opposite sex,
right?
So they can touch, mm-hmm. they can feel, and all that shit, okay? So this is a spades game with no bags and underbidding at all during this game, and you guys can define what that is. Underbidding may allow the opposing team to literally switch the score.
Mm.
Okay, so here are the rules in my dirty spades game. So rule number one, the first person to cut any hand or any round gets a kiss from the other team members.
So not to play a spade, but just to cut any suit.
Yes, the first person to cut
mm-hmm.
gets a kiss.
Okay.
Okay, and it can be as passionate or as light,
mm.
but the opposite team is kissing that person. All right. The other thing is that so when the team that wins the least amount of books for a hand, the losers have to remove an article of clothing.
Mm.
So every hand that gets played, two people are taking off an article of clothing.
Okay.
All right. So you get more naked the more you play the game.
Right.
All right. So rule number three, the team who wins 10 books gets a lap dance from the opposite team member. So anytime 10 books are won by any one team, doesn't matter what they bid,
mm-hmm.
they get lap dance. But you
have to at minimum 10 books.
At minimum 10 books.
Okay.
Okay. So that's like a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's where we get to the score. So as the game progresses, okay, so the first team to win 100 points, okay, the losers have to caress a private part with their hands
of the winners
for, you know, 30 seconds or 60 seconds, however long you want that to be, just given how much time you have. That's up to you. The first team to get to 200 points, the losers have to caress the bodies of the winners with their tongues
for
30 seconds. So it goes from touching to licking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then 300 points, this is like a bonus. This is up to y'all. But this is oral sex for the winners for 30 seconds or more. It's up to you. Now, you might be asking yourselves, how the fuck are we going to keep playing this
right,
game?
I was like, because we fucking now, like, so the game is only going to 300. That's it.
Exactly. But if it doesn't, if you guys are real sports about it, because some people are really passionate about their spades
game. This is true.
So if you're playing to like 350 or 400, the winners of the team get a full body massage, 3 minutes for each side from the opposite team members. And you can, of course, decide to switch partners and all that stuff. That's when the fucking game is supposed to end.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So this is my sexy swingers spades game. Feel free to modify this. However,
if you play
like
this at a holiday party, please let us know.
Yes, please. But this is a great, like, if you got a couple, I mean, spades is a fun game, man. You talk shit in the middle of the game. Like, sex is the perfect thing to add to it.
Mm.
Okay, especially if you're playing with another couple. All right, events coming up soon. We got Amore Getaways having another hotel social on November 17th. So check that out. Amore Getaways is also hosting a Canna Swinger Social Club, sort of a meet and greet event. If you are a fan of all things THC, that might be another one to go to. We've gone to one of their other events. I think we went to one of their events for the 420 festival,
mm-hmm.
Which was a lot of fun. I gotta say, I love smoking weed and fucking. There's nothing better than that shit. I love that shit. There's something about that weed nut that is just really perfect. Anyway, that event is happening on the 23rd. So, you know, whether you get high or not, it might be fun to do that. Next year on January 25th, there will be a house party hosted by More Getaways. That's taking place in Maryland. Check out their website. Get the event info. That sounds like it's going to be a really fun one. We wish we can go, but that's probably not going to happen. and that's all I'll say about that. What I will say is we want to thank you guys for a great couple of seasons.
Thank you so much. Like, the love has been unreal, and we have enjoyed doing this show so much. We've enjoyed meeting you in person. We've enjoyed answering your questions, and just hearing from you. And yeah, we love you guys. We're not going away. Let's be clear. We're not going away. Mm-hmm. We're just taking a break to refocus and take care of some stuff.
Okay, and hopefully we didn't lose half our listeners with that one. Like, you what do you mean it? You taking a break? You know what happens when you in a relationship and you talking about let's take a break? It's over, nigga.
I mean, we took this break last year too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we did, and we're just doing this again, but we're going to switch things up for next year. So no, we really appreciate the support. Until we come back next year, tell your friends about this podcast. A lot of people are just now discovering us. We have a whole library of episodes they can listen to. Mm-hmm. Binge us and then binge us again. Fuck it. But continue to send your emails, slide into the DMs.
Yeah, we may do a, if we get enough, we'll do a mailbag episode.
Oh, yes. Answering messages. Those are fun. But yeah, we'd like to wish everybody a happy motherfucking holiday.
Yes.
Stay sexy. Happy New Year. And we'll see you in 2020.
See you soon. Black and kinky, black and kinky. Black and kinky lifestyle.